FM News 100, 1110, KBND. Our phone number here, 541-388-1110.
We're going to be discussing commercial real estate in Bend, such a hot topic in our community. Welcoming Brian Fratsky of Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You are also the incoming president for 2016 of the Bend Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors,
yes,
which I suspect is how you got roped into joining me today, and also as being one of the principal presenters at tomorrow's Real Estate Forecast Breakfast.
There's a few hooks attached with that position. Yes, you're correct.
They said, we'll let you do this, but you have to do a few favors
some
for us,
too. Pro bono there.
So that breakfast tomorrow at the Riverhouse Convention Center, and I hear a rumor there is still room available for those people interested. Once they hear our talk today, if they're still interested, they can still attend that breakfast.
They certainly can. You can go to the Bend Chamber website, register. We have over 350 attendees so far, and we'd like to see that go up a little
bit. It's going to be a packed house at the Riverhouse tomorrow.
It's going to be a packed house, yeah.
Now, why in the world do you have a real estate forecast breakfast? I mean, it seems to me that the topic itself does not sound very fantastic.
So in you might be correct, in the past, the real estate forecast breakfast typically share economic data, employment data, unemployment data, interest rates, et cetera. This year, we've decided to take a little bit of a spin. We hope this breakfast will be speaking about topics that you actually can make an impact on local to Bend, Oregon.
Okay. One of the big topics that is going to be under discussion is the urban growth boundary, the UGB. And those of us in the news and those of us in the real estate world, we toss that term around a lot. But I think there's a lot of confusion over what that boundary actually is. Can you give us that 40,000-foot view of what the heck the UGB is?
So you want me to talk about 150 years of land planning in 10 seconds?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Go.
The state of Oregon, all cities have an urban growth boundary. That is a invisible line. And inside the urban growth boundary, you can develop industrial, commercial, residential, what have you. Outside of the urban growth boundary, that is protected for agriculture land and forest land. This urban growth boundary is set up by what's called the LCDC, Land Conservation Development Commission. So every municipality in Oregon has to go through the state of Oregon to work on the ebbs and flows of the size of the land inside the community they want to be.
So the UGB is not the same thing as the Bend city limits?
Not necessarily, although they very much often border each other.
Okay. So the discussion tomorrow morning then in regards to the UGB, one of the things we were reporting on this morning was a discussion to expand that boundary by about 2,000 acres. What would that really mean for, you know, Joe Blow Bendite?
So the question is, do you want to protect urban sprawl? And I think everyone in Bend definitely wants to be careful of that. But at the same time, you need to grow the boundary enough so that you keep your community affordable. So example, one of the topics that's real big right now is affordable housing. The way to build affordable housing is to have affordable land. Currently, we have a limited supply of land within our community. So you say you want affordable housing, but yet land prices are going up. And as I was just listening to the comment there at the break, housing prices are up in Bend. So that's great. For the homeowners, we're now getting those values that we wish we had back in 2010, 11, 12 when the market was down. But we also want to keep our community somewhat affordable to keep it growing a little bit. So you've got to work on that UGB. If you bring in additional land carefully, I think you can manage the growth. And it's all about managing the growth. People are going to keep moving here. We've all been on the roads in the last 12 months to see, just look at the license plates around. They're not here just skiing and golfing. They're moving here.
Well, they're not skiing this winter especially. But in relation to that traffic, what about those people that say Bend is big enough? We don't want the traffic problems of Portland. We don't want the urban sprawl of the Willamette Valley. We like Bend and Central Oregon just the way it is.
And that's great. You still need to monitor a little bit of growth. For example, let's say we just decided to put a gate around Bend. We're not going to grow it anymore. Eventually, we don't attract new businesses. It's the new businesses that pay taxes, property taxes. They pay fees to the city that help improve our roads. So you need a little bit of growth. And that's why what the city is working on is to say, okay, let's expand the UGB. Let's make sure that we do it in a managed way.
Well, and it sounds like from what you're saying that if you grow the city in a manageable way and you bring in some of these businesses, not all of those employees that will have to be brought in are making, you know, million-dollar wages. They're making working-class wages.
Right.
And then you have no place for them to live if you've not created a situation where they have a place they can afford.
So, for example, let's say you throw a gate up around Bend. You say, we don't want anyone else moving here. Where do the employees live? When you look at some of the larger employers in the community, Mount Bachelor, St. Charles, a lot of their employees are commuting in every day. Here's an example I'll give you. Get up around 6 in the morning, get in your car, and go drive up to one of the tall hills here in town, and just look. It's a solid stream of headlights coming in from Redmond, Sisters, Prineville, and Lapine. So it's already happening. The other thing I'll share with you is that managing the growth means you got to keep up on it. And I'm not trying to pin any blame on anyone, but we haven't expanded our UGB since 1981 when we were a town of 18,000 people. That's the size that Redmond is today.
Wow.
So we haven't expanded the land, and we've grown and grown. And yes, we've had some decades where we've had real tough times in Bend. But now we're at this point where it just seems like the energy is not only there, but it's real busy. And to expand the UGB, so far it's taken 11 years.
We're talking with Brian Fratsky with Fratsky Commercial Real Estate about the real estate forecast that will be presented tomorrow morning at the Riverhouse Convention Center. If you'd like to join the conversation, he is taking your calls. Give us a call, 541-388-1110. Right here on KBND, he will take whatever questions about the UGV or growth here in town that you'd like to put forth to him. And I know that opens a lot of doors for you. But the opportunity for Ben to grow in a smart way, and you know, we're talking affordable housing and the UGB, the housing that's being built right now, there are some builders that would say, we are building affordable housing. Mm-hmm. What is that threshold, in your opinion, then, as a real estate expert? What is that threshold of affordable?
Well, when you look at affordable, you have many different classes. You have what we call workforce housing. So a lot of people equate affordable housing to what we used to call low-income housing. That's not necessarily the case. Workforce housing is, hey, I make $36,000 a year and I don't want to commute in. I'd like to be able to afford a home. Another component is the rental market. When you look at the rental market in Bend, we're at a 0% vacancy. I know people say we're at 1%, but all they're capturing are the homes that are for lease, the apartments that are for lease that day. And if you want to keep your rents down a little bit to make it affordable, you've got to expand that UGB and keep bringing in a few apartments, a few rental properties, et cetera. The higher-end homes, we continually see some of those growing. We're also seeing something change. The people that used to live in these monster homes, there's a lot of baby boomers that are saying, hey, you know what? That 15,000-foot house, that 10,000-foot house, I'm tired of that. I want to live in a 2,000-foot home and be able to travel. And we're seeing a massive amount of demand from the 1,500 to about 2,800-square-foot homes in town right now.
Now, what about, you mentioned apartments, and that seems to be something that Central Oregon, even as a whole, has not really embraced the apartment living lifestyle. The city planners tend to want to steer builders toward duplexes and triplexes and things that look like homes. Is that a solution to go the direction of more multifamily housing like apartments?
One of the things that the state of Oregon requires when we look at our UGB is, have we done a good job of increasing the density within the city limits? That's a very, very contentious topic, because we who live in Central Oregon love to wake up, get on our bike, get in our truck, get in our car, what have you, drive a few minutes, and we see Mount Bachelor. We see Horse Butte. We see Palina. And when you start building 5- and 10-story buildings, you start to get this canyon effect. It's like, no offense, but you start to feel like you're in the Pearl District of downtown Portland. Neat district. But I don't want to wake up and look up 5 stories and see buildings. And I think a lot of us moved here because we wanted to get away from that. So again, it's a balance of, yeah, we need to increase the density. We probably need some more multi-story apartments. But do we really go 15 stories? What's wrong with a 3-story complex? And those are the balancing acts of this growth that we're dealing with.
Well, and in regards to density, then you end up potentially having neighborhoods where with very small lots, and that's something I know that the city has looked at, the cottage style housing where you
that's
have more
correct.
Common areas, houses are a little closer together. Are we going down the route where you're going to open your window and your view is your next door neighbor's wall?
I think the pressure that, if you have a concern with the city, the pressure they're feeling is coming from the state. The state, again, mandates our growth plan. So again, if you have concerns, if you say, look, I understand we need a little growth, but I don't want these postage stamp home sites, then you need to get involved. And I feel like there's a vocal minority that's involved, and there's a majority of people that have kind of kept quiet, and now's a chance to provide your input and share with the leaders in the community how you want Bend to look over the next 20 years.
So why not just expand the UGB out to, you know, Bend's UGB goes to Redmond. You know, why not just do that? There's a lot of land between Bend and Redmond. You can build lots of houses out there.
Sure. The honest answer is you've got to do this with a lot of planning. When you consider the sewer infrastructure, the road infrastructure, how do you get electricity there? What about schools? You know, you've got to have your schools in a fairly close area to the neighborhoods. You don't want on buses having to go 10 and 15 miles. So just to expand it out would be crazy. And again, I think that you just have to manage the process.
Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the event tomorrow. We mentioned it's at the River House starting at 8 a.m. There is still room to get involved. Doors open at 7:30 for registration. What can people expect when they walk in? Is this just a sit and listen to some panelists?
No, this is an opportunity where you'll have someone from the city. You'll have people from the residential community, the commercial community. You'll have people from Central Oregon Builders Association who are all going to be providing their input on and their thoughts and concepts on the UGB. It's also an opportunity for you to share your comments and your beliefs on where the growth should occur. And maybe you are a person that says, okay, I don't want to see the growth happen. Then come in and please share that information.
Is it an event that is actually going to initiate any sort of change?
I think it's an event where we're actually speaking about a topic that you can make a difference on. I mean, for example, I understand that we might have some data in the past on unemployment numbers at a national level. I don't really feel that we can make a big difference on that. However, if the community says we need affordable housing or we want to keep our lease rates maintainable for the rental pool, you can make a difference. You still have a chance to make a difference right now.
Well, and local unemployment rates do play into that discussion then. You've still got to have a place for those people to live.
Very much so. And one of the things you consider is, okay, let's you say we don't want to expand the UGB. The owners of these buildings are going to increase their lease rates because there's more demand. Rent as a percentage of your gross annual sales is going to go up, and therefore your employers are going to charge, they're going to be charged more, which means they're going to hire less people. And it all is a very, very intertwined economic formula, and there's a fine balance there. So now's an opportunity. Come to the breakfast. We'd love to hear from people.
Not an easy issue to just get hammered out in a 1 or 2 hour event, obviously.
Complex issue with a lot of different folks with a lot of different beliefs.
Okay. Brian Fratsky with Fratsky Commercial Real Estate and the Bend Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much. For those people looking for more information, give me the website one more time.
BendChamber.org.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.